Well, I want to welcome everybody to Lake Havasu City, Arizona. We are having our first broadcasted service, at least in a very long time, for the Fisherman Ministry, based out of Vermont and Texas and other locations here in the country. We are going to be having services, hopefully, every week. That's the plan. And it'll be, I guess, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. And that will be about it. And we're going to praise the Lord a little bit and then have a little preaching and praise the Lord some more. And hopefully it ministers to you all and the Lord is glorified in it. So let's go ahead and get started. You're already muted, huh? Sue's going to be preaching, by the way, in case anybody was wondering who they're going to get to hear. Sue is on deck. She is fixing to get ready. Now, let's see. You're listening on, of course, the Eagle Radio Network. That's eagle-radio.com. And we're glad you are all are with us this morning. Beloved, let us love one another. Love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. Knoweth God, he that loveth not. Knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. Knoweth God, he that loveth not. Knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. Knoweth God, he that loveth not. Knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your life on the Lord and it shall stand. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your house on a rock and it shall stand. Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Okay, we're going to turn it on over to Sue here for a few minutes.
Good morning, everyone. When Ricky asked me to preach this morning, I said I have nothing to preach on. And I had prayed and asked the Lord to give me something to say, and the scripture came to mind about faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is what came to mind. My comment to Ricky was, wait, didn't I preach on this last week? So obviously, that's of me, right? That can't be of the Lord to give that again, because that must be me. So I can tell you that being asked to preach more than 1 week in a row is kind of unsettling, because you really have to trust the Lord and it not be about you. And so I want to discuss Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is not in what you can see. It's easy to believe in what you can see. It's not so easy to believe in what you can't. We had some people over here last night, and Ricky shared the gospel and shared the word with them. And it was very interesting listening to how he shared it and how things came up. And he jumped all over the Bible, sharing the word with them. And it all boiled back down to faith. Because if you cannot believe that this word is true, that his word is true, you cannot believe God. And we tend to make things about ourselves, about what we can do, about works righteousness, about, I mean, I talk for myself coming into being asked to preach. I don't know what to say. There are sometimes if you asked me to preach, I would have something. Today was not one of those days. And the one thing I know to be true is that without Christ in my life, I can do nothing. Anything that I do without Christ at the center is unbelief. And it's self-righteousness and pride within my own self. Nothing to do with him. That's really all I have, Rick.
Okay. Well, next week you'll have the chance to hit it again. How's that? Yay! She's excited, I can tell. Okay, let's sing another song. One of the things we talked about last night was the goodness of God. And God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. We're not done yet. We're going to sing that a little bit more. I wonder how many times in our day we forget this. Can't forget how good God is, can we? If we do, we're like the children out in the desert. That's not what we're called to be. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Well, I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys to turn over to Luke chapter, let's see, 18. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So the point of this parable he's going to give them is that we need to pray and not to give up, not to get weary and not to give up. Saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto them, though he bear long with them? And yet, and I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Let's think about that last little question Jesus asks. When he comes, is he going to find faith in you? Is he going to find that you are yet faithful? That's a hard question to ask yourself. Do you give up? Do you think it's too hard? Do you think that it's not worth it? Do you discount the goodness of God and think that he's just going to leave you hanging? Or do you continue in faith? If the unrighteous judge that feared not God could be swayed, how much more is a God who loves us going to take care of his own? Much more. Much more. God is faithful. God is righteous. God is just. And anything that would tell you otherwise, that's what you doubt. That's what you doubt. We are bombarded every day with unbelief. It comes at us left, right, and center. Every day, the world pounds on us its doctrine of unbelief.
every day. And every day it tries to drag away faith from our hearts. Do you let it? Do you subscribe to that doctrine that the world is trying to inject into your life? That what's the point? Is it worth it? Well, if we take a quick jaunt over to Hebrews 11, where Sue was this morning, and we go to Hebrews 11, verse 6, we see another verse. And I went to the wrong chapter. I will do that again. Hebrews 11, 6. There we go. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So over here, Jesus is asking a question of whether or not he's going to find faith when he comes back. And over here in Hebrews, it's saying without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that is, he is God. And that he, God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There's a great little, I won't say little, there's a great teaching that Brother Steve prepared on diligence. And if anything, but well, that and the fear of the Lord, there's a lot of things. I guess I'll just say it. It shook me to my core with regards to how undiligent I had been in the past. In fact, the teaching on diligence, the teaching on the fear of the Lord, I think there's some stuff on Peter that Brother Steve put together. You know, I had reached a point in my life back, I don't know, in 2009, 2010, where I thought, hey, man, you know, things are going pretty good. Pardon me. And I read this, and I realized that, man, I hadn't even gotten out of diapers yet. Compared to what the Lord thought of what diligence was, or what faith was, or fearing God was. I was so far off the mark, so far away. And then I was stuck with this choice of whether or not it was going to be, well, gosh, it's not worth it, or is he a rewarder of them that diligently seek him? Well, guess what? He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And he does build our faith, and he does increase our faith, and he does help us along the way. He hasn't called us to fail. He hasn't called us to be unsuccessful in him. He's called us to be mighty in him. Mighty in him. So the doubts that would come against you, well, Dad or Brother Davey would say, doubt your doubts. Will he find faith in you when he comes back? Let's look at the next little bit of Luke here. I'll read verse 8 again. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Verse 9. See what happens when you walk away from faith in God? You walk squarely into self-righteousness. You stop trusting in God and his grace, and you start trusting in yourself. And let's look at what that picture looks like. Verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain, which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as this other man, that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. Have these words ever crossed your lips? Have these thoughts ever gone through your mind? I'm so glad I'm not like those other people. That should be terrifying. That should be terrifying. Let's go on and keep reading here. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What camp are you in? What camp are you in? Are you in the camp that says, boy, I'm glad I'm not like those other folks? Or are you in the camp with the publican? I mean, not looking at other people at all. You just know your own deficiency, and without the grace of Christ, you're lost. You are utterly lost. Jesus goes on to say, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. These aren't theories. These are laws. They're like gravity. If I drop something, it's going to fall. I learned this the other day on my bicycle, and some of you know the story. Gravity still works. If you esteem yourself over others, there is no justification for you. But if you humble yourself before the Lord, there's grace, and there's mercy, and there's freedom. And God's there for you. There's a scripture, and forgive me if I butcher it, but it talks about those that compare themselves amongst themselves are not wise. It's very easy to look out and compare yourself to another church, another denomination, the guy sitting next to you, the girl sitting next to you, the guy in the other car, person on the TV. You get the point. It's very easy to compare yourself to that other person. The moment you do that, and you somehow come to some logic in your head that you're somehow better, more righteous, more deserving, etc., etc., that is a step in the wrong direction. We all need Jesus. We all need His grace. We all need His mercy. We have all sinned. We all fall short. There is none good. There is none righteous. No, not one. We are all deficient. Every one of us. And God's grace is sufficient for every one of us. I'm going to read one more scripture, then I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, play a couple more songs. If you find yourself in that place, and yet you get more thoughts of, oh gosh, I've done it one too many times, I just can't get out, I'm just a failure, blah, 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 I want you to go back to this scripture. There it is, Colossians 2:14. I'll give you a little ammunition here. You find yourself in a situation where you have doubts and you have things coming against you to tell you it's not worth it, tell you you've done too much, you've gone too far, and there's no way back. You know, that's a lie. See, the devil will want to get you either way. He'll want to get you where you're thinking yourself too good, and then if that doesn't work, he'll want to get you thinking yourself too bad. He doesn't care how he gets you, so long he gets you. If you find yourself thinking yourself too good, let me tell you, there's a lot of scriptures that'll help you realize you ain't good. And if you find yourself thinking you're too bad, there's enough scriptures out there that'll tell you Jesus was good enough. This is a great one. It's talking about the goodness of God here. Okay, we'll just go to verse 11 here. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. How many? All trespasses. Verse 14, I love this. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. There are no more charges against you. How awesome is that? How amazing is that? Are you kidding me? If I was standing before a judge and they had a laundry list of all of my, what do they call them? Offenses and accusations, it would be very long. The rap sheet would take piles and piles and piles of computer paper. And here Jesus is saying, it's gone. See, when we repent and we ask forgiveness, it says he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen? So let's make it where Jesus comes. He does find faith. He does find faithful. He finds people praying and people believing and people standing and people operating in his power and people operating in his spirit. And he comes back and he actually finds something. And until he comes back, we be effective for his work and for his word. And the gospel be preached. Amen.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. And he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. And he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up unto the heavens, and he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. And he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up unto the heavens, and he shall lift you up fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself, not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself, not what you have required. It's deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm
coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. When it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within than the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, but it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay and set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, you've set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. Take me from the miry clay. You've set my feet upon a rock. Now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you, oh, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Okay, everybody. We will see you next week. Thank you all for listening.